and some interesting news today from the International Monetary Fund. It has approved the Chinese currency as one of the world's main central bank reserve currencies, a very big moment for China, and I'm sure one that people are talking about as world leaders gather in Paris.
That's 150 leaders who are meeting today at the first day of global climate talks, seeking a binding agreement to slow climate change. That includes President Barack Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping, leaders of the world's two largest emitters of greenhouse gases. Here's President Obama during his opening speech at the summit this morning. He painted a grim picture of the future if the world doesn't act quickly.
Submerged countries, abandoned cities, fields that no longer grow, political disruptions that trigger new conflict, and even more floods of desperate peoples seeking the sanctuary of nations not their own.
Joining us from Paris is NPR international correspondent Eleanor Beardsley. Eleanor, there have been so many rounds of climate talks dating back decades now to Rio, Berlin, Kyoto, Copenhagen, and they're still at it. Do you get the sense that leaders have a greater sense of urgency this time round?
Yeah, you know, Indira, I really do. Everyone in Europe seems to be reading off the same sheet of music. I mean, for them, climate change has been happening and we've got to stop it. And they've long been perplexed by the division in the U.S., people who didn't even, you know, believe that it existed. 2015 right now is on record to be the hottest year ever. And I think everyone across the planet has experienced bizarre either droughts or hurricanes, storms. The weather is really getting bizarre, and people know this really is the last chance. We've got to get it together. So there is an urgency that wasn't part of this 10 years ago.
So give us some context. These countries have met before with these same goals in mind. Why have the past efforts failed to crystallize?
Well, past efforts have failed because all the burden was placed on the developed world, and you had countries such as the U.S. and Canada walking away or never signing, like the Rio Agreement. This is the first time that the developing world has also been brought in and asked to cut their emissions and contribute to this goal of keeping the climate change under 2 degrees. It became very obvious many years ago that India and China were going to be top polluters. It would be impossible to control global warming just with an agreement among developed world countries. So this is the first time that the entire world is getting together to tackle this problem.
All right. Well, what about the argument that China's leader, India's leader, and other developing countries make that industrialized nations got to their current levels of economic development by polluting pretty wantonly, and that poorer countries shouldn't be expected to make the same kinds of sacrifices that rich nations are now able to make?
Well, actually, it's absolutely true. And today, the German Chancellor Angela Merkel, she said, we know that all of the emissions from the past are from us, from the Europeans and the North Americans. But this is why they're going to have to make commitments, but there's going to have to be a lot of money given to investment in new technologies. Because if you look at a country like India, 1/3 of their population is not even on the grid. They're not even getting electricity. So they say, we have to build our economies. You got the chance to do that, and we didn't. So it's now up to the developed world to help them do that without, you know, raising the temperature of the planet, because right now we have no other choice. We have to keep global warming within a certain limit or we will all perish. This is being called the last chance summit to do this.
All right. Well, let's take a look at the two biggest contributors. China contributes 30% of the world's greenhouse gases. The U.S., about 16%. Presidents Obama and Xi Jinping met today on the sidelines of the talks. How crucial are these two men to the outcome of these talks?
Well, very crucial because, as you said, they're the top two polluters. China is the overall top polluter, but the U.S. is the top polluter per capita. But they're completely different countries. Great swaths of China live in poverty. People don't even have electricity. And in the U.S., we're running air conditioners all the time and, you know, driving two cars. So there's very different behaviors, very different approaches. And today the Chinese president spoke and he said each country has to do what's best for them. So there is not one top-down approach that's going to work for this. And that's another difference about this meeting. Each country is coming with a pledge of what they think they can do, and they're supposed to up this pledge every 5 years. But this is why there's great hope that this could actually work this time, because each solution will be tailor-made to each country's different situation.
All right. That's NPR's Eleanor Beardsley in Paris. Thanks so much, Eleanor.
Good to be with you, Indira.